It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. A program in Milwaukee aims to bring more people of color into commercial real estate, where they've been historically underrepresented. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum took a close look at the project and its impact on the community.
The analysis found that the Associates in Commercial Real Estate Program, it's also known as ACRE, it's a success story. Around 80% of alumni surveyed said that they are working in real estate or related fields, and roughly two-thirds remain in the Milwaukee area.
Carolyn Eswine is an associate professor in the School of Architecture and Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee. She's been with the ACRE program since 2014. And Anthony Casey is a principal developer for KG Development Group, a real estate development firm operating in eight states, including Wisconsin. He completed the ACRE program in 2018. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rob. Glad to be here this morning.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here. Exciting to talk about the program.
Carolyn, let's start with you. Can you tell us what students learn from the Associates in Commercial Real Estate or ACRE program?
They learn a variety. It's not just about becoming a developer, which is, I think, the conception out there right now. It's about how to be engaged in the real estate development as a career. And it might be managing properties. It might be developing properties as well. But you might be surprised how many people in the city are engaged with this program, including some of our alders and people in the banking industry. So it's really broad-based over a 26-week program.
Anthony, you went through the program. What kind of things did you take away from the program that accomplished that mission, that helped develop your skills to go into more development?
Yeah, most definitely. So I definitely took the class very seriously. It was great to meet this different folks like, you know, Professor Carolyn. She's a wealth of information. And what I took away from it was just the overall overview, what goes into planning, you know, or what goes into just, let's say, real estate development in general, you know, whether it's from the property management side, the asset management side, just the boots on the ground, community engagement, what goes into the financials, what goes into the construction side. You know, and so it really gave me a great broad overview of kind of all the different aspects that's involved in, you know, planning a project, even if you're only maybe doing a single family or if you're doing 100 units, you know, what all kind of went into, you know, just the overall, concept of, you know, development. And so it really gave me a great foundation to build upon.
Carolyn, a majority of the alumni of the program who responded to this recent Wisconsin Policy Forum survey said they are motivated in part to take the course to improve Milwaukee neighborhoods. What kind of things does the program do to connect the coursework and the students with what's going on in the local community?
We have a diversity of speakers that we bring in besides those of us who are both academic partners and speakers. So they are already connected to individuals, let's say, in development, local architects, local business improvement district executives. So, for example, I bring in Ray Hill from Historic King Drive, and she really works with the students to understand engagement as well as development opportunities within the Brownsville King Drive area. So they have connections just from the speakers, but then they work on an actual project and they identify a property within a neighborhood that they're familiar with. So they look at a smaller scale. It's not a very large redevelopment. So an individual building scale project. We have individuals mostly from City of Milwaukee region, but we also have students from the City of Madison as well. So they are looking at neighborhoods there that they want to be engaged with, but they're also familiar with. It's kind of the fun story of somebody might have a property that they've owned from their parents or their grandparents, or it might be somebody that's really interested in working in one of the neighborhoods. I also work with them to understand different resources that are available to understand the context of the neighborhood. So you understand vacancies or percentage of demographics, right? How many are youth? How many are aging? What are the needs? So they're not doing a full-blown market study, but they are doing pro formas to understand the numbers related to the project that they're doing and its feasibility.
Anthony, this kind of real estate covers a lot of ground from, you know, one small house to, you mentioned, that 100-unit development and everything from affordable housing or starter homes up to luxury. What has your career focus been since you participated in the ACRE program?
I knew I wanted to get into the low-income housing tax credit or the affordable housing, industry as a way to be able to, develop, housing for people who may be, rent burdened, and as a way to actually help people, to advance from an economic mobility standpoint. And plus, I kind of been tied to healthcare a little bit through some of my different colleagues. And my mission was always to focus on the social determinants of health. And I mean, you can apply that to any type of, housing project, whether it's market rate or permanent supportive housing or affordable housing. But I think mostly, I think it's focused or centered around affordable housing.
Carolyn, as you mentioned at the beginning, one of the goals here is to bring people of color into a line of work that they were underrepresented in when it comes to real estate and commercial development, things like that. How successful has that been over the years, do you think?
We think quite successful. We've had over 300 students go through this program, and they take the skills and the knowledge, and most importantly, the network with them into the work that they're going to follow. And sometimes, as I mentioned, they're doing development within the neighborhoods. Other times they might be involved in the banking industry. And so I think the most successful part of this has been the alumni network. And I'm always encouraging alumni to sort of give back to the program. One thing I always hear in the program is that, oh, I wish I had this constant connections with the alumni. And then I remind them, when you become alumni, remember to stay engaged. And of course, they get quite busy. But we like to talk about the success stories of those who've done large-scale development projects, but also those who are just impacting their communities, even if they're not doing the individual development projects. So we have quite a list, including Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony, I wanted to ask, put you on the spot. Have you done what Carolyn was just talking about and, helped with the next cohort of people going through the ACRE program?
Oh, yeah, no, most definitely, because, when I was at ACRE, folks were giving back to me. I was able to sit down with folks, for coffee or lunch to discuss, what kind of got them going in development, or if they might be in a political, industry or banking industry. So definitely, probably weekly, people from ACRE calling to ask to sit down or intern. So, we definitely make sure we sit down and, share resources, share knowledge, make other connections to try to make it, easier for them as possible to get into the industry. So to Carolyn's point, it's all about the network. And without the network, it doesn't work, right?
And Carolyn, can you speak to people who might be thinking about getting involved in commercial real estate to reach out, make those connections, maybe participate in something like ACRE?
Yes, I think it's really about partnerships and collaboration, because the one thing we do say to the students is, you don't graduate from ACRE and then have a massive project right out of the gates. It's typically giving you the skills that you need to move to that next step. And so those that are interested in applying, I would say, look at the work that you're already doing. How is it changing neighborhoods? How is it already connected to the real estate program? And focus on that. What are your strengths? So I think the interesting part is the diversity of backgrounds that the ACRE students come in with. We've had, as I mentioned, bankers, we've had attorneys, we've had elected officials, so economic development, architects, planners. So I think touching real estate is really broad, and that's the success of the program as well, is having the students talk with each other about their lessons learned. So when they're working on a group assignment or their final project, then as a group, they're understanding they have different strengths that they bring. And as you're applying to the program, that's what I would tell people to focus on.
We'll leave it there. Carolyn, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And Anthony, thanks for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you, Rob.
Anthony Casey is a principal developer for KG Development Group, a real estate development firm operating in 8 states. And Carolyn Eswine is an associate professor in the School of Architecture and Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee. She's an instructor with the ACRE program we've been talking about.